In Sitka, about half of residents use heating fuel to keep warm in the winter. Another 40% use electricity produced by hydropower from a local dam. And there's plenty of grumbling in town about an electric rate increase to pay for a recent hydro expansion project. But as part of our Cost of Cold series from Alaska's Energy Desk, we talked to one man in Sitka who has contentedly tinkered away at his own homegrown solution. Richard Parmalee warms his house with vegetable oil donated by a local Chinese restaurant and McDonald's.
Oh man, you guys got a lot of oil today.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna relieve you of some of that.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
My name is Richard Parmalee. I've lived in Sitka about 30 years. About 10 years ago, I converted the boiler to a vegetable oil system, and I have not bought diesel in probably 10 years for heating oil.
Thanks.
Yeah, no,
see ya.
See you.
So this is the original boiler room, okay? This is a brand new boiler. We just replaced the old one, but it just has a basic burner on it, just like any diesel burner. The difference is this is set up to heat either vegetable oil or motor oil. Oops. That's going to act up on me. There we go. I think it's cool. 10 years I've been using vegetable oil, I probably saved $30,000 or $40,000. You know, and for me, that's where I'm coming from. Reusable energy, but I'm saving money also. Just quiet. It's personal. My aunt, I have an aunt who, she actually just turned 81. She's my favorite aunt. And her and my cousin were up here 3 or 4 years ago, and I was running around doing stuff. And one day she sat down and says, Dick, she says, where in the world did you learn how to fix things? I said, I have no idea. She said, because you weren't that way when you were growing up. I said, no, I just wanted to play. If you look around and just watch Alaskans as a general rule, we're tinkerers. We make things work because we have to make things work.
Depends on which way you use it.
Sometimes my exhaust smells like French fries and sometimes it smells like wontons. No, I can't smell it today.
French fries.
Mm-hmm. French fries. Or wontons.
The Cost of Cold is a series from Alaska's Energy Desk about how Alaskans around the state heat their homes. Reporter Emily Kwong produced this story in Sitka.